I'm going well, Andrew. Thanks.
A lot has happened since we spoke about a race meeting at Tao Wong. In fact, for those that don't recall, it's actually been, what, 2 years since you held a race meeting?
Yes, Andrew. We got washed out last year on the eve of our meeting.
Which is ironic, because I was going to ask you before we spoke about this meeting coming up whether you had the meeting last year just prior to COVID taking place, which was the fact you were lucky in terms of timing, but not with the rain. This would have been held just prior to really strong lockdowns?
Yeah, it was about 2 weeks prior to when everything got shut down. So we were lucky to be able to host the event that it was, but unfortunately we got rain. So that was the way the weather gods work.
Well, it's ironic, speaking of weather gods, we're talking about you were rained out last year, because just prior to the meeting hoping to take place, which didn't due to rain last year, it was only a month or so earlier you were fighting fires close to the grandstand and the course.
Absolutely. The irony of it hasn't been missed, that we nearly got burnt out with fires, and then 6 or 8 weeks later we were flooded out.
Well, anyway, from negatives become positives, and it's great that the timing this time in has been post some easing of some restrictions. I know you can get up to 3,000 people there, but a solid crowd. You're tracking for a sellout at this stage. How many people can you accommodate, and what will the meeting be like on the long weekend?
We're looking at accommodating 1,500, Andrew. We did get approval to raise that to 2,000, but just with the late timing of hearing about that, we've capped the event at 1,500, which is pretty much all sold out bar a few grandstand seats at the present.
All right. For those in the racing industry that are keen to just hear from different administrators and club people, explain to us why you were happy to cap it at 1,500 and not press on. How is that a working number for you, and why?
Well, with the COVID restrictions and the crowd movement, we just felt that to keep it at a number like 1,500 was going to be a lot easier for us to manage and to make it a COVID-safe environment for everyone, and have a little bit of space for everyone too on the day. So that's where the decision was made.
Well, you've only just got the news in recent days, so almost sold out. How did you... Could you do anything in terms of fairness, as it's first come, first served? Or how do you make sure some of the very keen locals that always come to your race club, not that it's your protocol, you have to do so, but how did you work out who might get those tickets, given you knew it was going to be a sellout?
Well, we worked on that the sponsors, our loyal sponsors for many years, had the first opportunity to take some tickets, and then followed up by the members that have been loyal members for a year in a special mail out. They got the opportunity to rejoin, make sure that they were secured. And then, you know, it was word of mouth around the local community that the tickets were available and when they were going on sale, and utilising in Facebook and social media just to get the message out there, particularly to our loyal local community.
We're chatting to Rowan Whitehead, the Tao Wong Turf Club, their once-a-year meeting coming up Saturday, long weekend. For those that don't know exactly where Tao Wong is, just tell those who have never been to your township where you are and where the racetrack is in relation to the city.
It's about 120 kilometres past Wodonga, Albury, or right at the top headwaters of the Murray River.
So that also brings up another question with COVID. Were you a bubble location? What's the, we talk about things like Albury Wodonga. We talk about, of course, Yarrawonga and Moama and Echuca. But what's the crossing where you are, and how did the border closures affect Tao Wong?
Well, there's a lot of local residents that live each side of the river. So when the initial shutdowns were on and people couldn't get across the river and things like that, it was very inconveniencing all around when you do live on the river, but they eventually got their act together with some border passes, and that made life a lot easier.
Well, things, as I said, you've gone from being a disappointment of not racing to now racing, and it's great you are racing, because this is a very special rendition of the Tao Wong annual meeting. It would have been terrible to have no one whatsoever allowed on the track. But this is your 150th celebration. Is that right, Rowan?
Yes, that's quite correct, Andrew. Yeah, 150 years we've been going strong, which is quite a phenomenal achievement. I don't think there's too many clubs that can boast that. So it's really good to be able to get some crowd there and get the local community and celebrate 150 years.
And before you did allow people to buy those tickets, I believe it was free entry or first come, first served. Anyone that attended the first meeting had a claim on a ticket to this one.
Yeah, and they got a guest pass as well.
There you go. And how is that lovely grandstand? Is that as old as the course itself? Because is it heritage listed and you did wonders to save it and so on and those fires? How is it going?
Yeah, fantastic. It was built in 1912, so it wasn't quite as long as the club itself. But still over 100 years old, and it's standing strong and proud and overlooks a magnificent racetrack.
And I bet the local motels or accommodation and hotels and anything to do with people being in town are absolutely rapt that you're allowed to have, as you say, 1,500 people coming to spend a few days in Tawong and the region.
Absolutely. It's as everyone knows, with COVID and certainly obviously with the bushfires up here, all the businesses have really, really struggled. So it's really good to be able to continue and put on an event, get people into town and spending a few dollars and seeing what we have to offer and just enjoying the good country hospitality.
Well, of course, those who've got a ticket will be lucky enough to know they're going to what's going to be pretty much a sellout, a great day, 150 celebration. And of course, given they didn't race last year, not due to COVID, but being rained out, it's been pretty much 2 years since the township of Tawong up there on the Murray has held a race meeting. Sounds as though it's going to be a great day coming up. All the best, Rowan. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Andrew.